We heard from our good friend Dallas over in Akeley. He said, we're still seeing a few trumpeter swans. The chickadees are singing more now, and the woodpeckers are hammering. On Saturday the 21st, I finally saw a mallard. It was a drake sitting on the lake. That's the first one I've seen since the season opened back in September. Maybe the northern flights will show up yet. And Dallas also had a couple of great posts on the KAXE KBXE Season Watch page, and you should check those out. He's got a picture of a northern that is 11 years old. It's been caught by him or somebody that he was with 10 times. And this is a nice, healthy, fat northern. It's a beauty. And the fact that it's struck bait 10 times sort of helps to explain why it's such a nice, healthy, fat northern. It's got a good appetite. Not only that, but he's got another wonderful picture there of a friend of his who pulled up two sunfish on the same hook. The obvious same hook. And I don't doubt for a minute that that actually happened. Dallas is one of those reliable sort of reporters. Other things on the Season Watch page that are kind of interesting to me are there was a tussock moth caterpillar. We're going to talk about insects and super cooling in the Talk on the Wild Side segment in about 50 minutes, and you'll begin to understand how they can actually be out moving around this time of year. Flying squirrels. Somebody had a picture of robins in Bagley, like 20 of them. John, who lives over in the Nisswa area, had a couple of wonderful pictures of winter plants, and he asks you to ID them, and that's kind of a fun little thing. Ed Dallas down in Deerwood has a porcupine. He says it's still alive, though it's not moving very fast. And of course, there are a lot of interesting pictures of tracks out there on the snow, and this is a really good time to check out your tracks.